that was what I explained in the beginning, that I thought he was just crowning him. I didn't know it was passed. It was a mantle that was giving him. You understand what I'm saying? I thought he was crowning him. So I don't see why a sitting king should crown another person. You understand what I'm saying?
Even if the king might have
been... That's all my argument.
If the king was abdicating, that wouldn't have been good enough for you. The king of high life remains the king. He cannot pass his crown on to somebody else.
Yes. So I don't see why he should go and crown somebody else. But right now, as it's coming, as the details are coming out now, it sounds different for me. And so we'll take it like that anyway.
With hindsight, it might be coloured differently. Well, I hope, Zap, that you had the chance to listen into our interview yesterday with Abrantia.
No, I didn't. I saw it.
Right, but you'll have seen the news reports which have been everywhere about how he says he was forced to crown Kwame Eugene on the night. It's not something he said he wanted to do. In fact, he said initially when they gave him the crown, they proposed the idea to him, he gave it to somebody to hold. He didn't want anything of it. And you can see how it was clearly a staged event with the girl standing at the side holding the crown for him to come and do the placing on the head. Listening to or hearing about Amacha Dede's explanation now for what happened then, do you understand why he was in a very tight position on the night at the VGMAs in
2020? Oh, yes, I understand. Being in this business for that long, I don't understand. I understand. I don't have any qualms about it at all. It's just a matter of survival. You know? So if he has to do it to survive, I think it's okay. Like, well, whether there are repercussions that come out of it or not, nothing has come out yet. And so, just take it like that and enjoy the moment.
So, Zap, when you say survival, that suggests to me that you're saying that people who are artists within the music industry in Ghana are somehow they're controlled and they're at the beck and call of the people who do the marketing.
Please don't tell me you don't know that. Don't tell me that you don't know artists are controlled everywhere in the world. Everywhere in the world, in America, artists are controlled, actors and everything. We all know that. So, let's not argue with that.
Well, he's saying that he was forced to do it. He was suggesting that the organizers of the VGMA's Charter House wanted to mount it as a stunt that night for publicity purposes.
Wanted what? I didn't hear that.
They wanted to hold the crowning, the coronation, as a stunt on the night, probably as a showpiece. We're still talking about it. Whatever, you know, over 3 years later. And so he was kind of put on the spot. But you're suggesting that as an artist, he had enough control where even in a situation where he was performing live at an event that was organized by the biggest production company just about of music live events, that he couldn't really have said no. His back was to the wall. You don't accept that.
Yeah, I accept that. Under the circumstances, I believe he was pushed to a place where he couldn't resist. I mean, he had to take it up, whether he liked it or not. So, I think, for me, it doesn't matter. The deed has been done. So, we just have to live with it.
So going forward, what do you think the role is? Because, you know, you're talking about people who are performing artists. You know, presentation, theatre, drama is all part of what they do. You know, the regular incidents we hear about Shatawale in relation to sounding off, having beefs with people, or even unfortunate incidents involving firearms or car chases or whatever, are all part of him building a myth and like an image of himself. Do you think that we have to kind of like pull back from the stunt? Is what you object to the stunt, or is what you object to just the idea, particularly in relation to high life and crowning Kwame Eugene?
Well, to this, I don't think I can wield any pressure coming from me. I think everybody has a right to do whatever you should do. I just express my displeasure at it. Not because I owe or I have the authority to tell who or to do whatever he or she wants.
No, no, but you're a pretty influential figure in the music business, Ms. Atman.
Oh, well, I'm influenced, but I'm not an influencer.
Oh, I think you might be understating your own role. I mean, equally producers.
Yeah, maybe I think I'm maybe my own role, but this shouldn't be a problem between artists and musicians. If you think what is going to help you to move on with your career and think handing over the mantle to help it, no problem. Just go on and have fun.
Right.
After all, we are just in this world to have fun. The music is supposed to be part of the fun, so let's have it and that's it.
In relation to up-and-coming artists in high life in particular, this is a question we put to Amachidede yesterday, and he was a little bit reluctant to single out any one person as, or even a number of people as the people he think are really kind of going to make the future of high life, despite that gesture back at the 2019 VGMAs. From your point of view, you're a man who listens to a wide range of music. You may be tapping into acts that we don't even know about. Who do you think are some of the people who are really kind of moving the high life genre forward?
Who's doing what?
Who are moving high life as a genre forward?
Oh, well, I think that's now. Well, the young lads are doing that. And the Kwame Eugene in question is doing a lot of TV treats. There's a few others. We're hearing of this guy, what do you call him? Kumi Guitar. Suddenly he's lost in the
Kumi Guitar.
We can't find where he is.
Mm.
Yes, but there are people who are trying TV around. Kibi. There are people who are trying some to around. Sometimes I hear some stuff from some of them which sounds very good, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And very promising. So I think they should just keep it up, blazing the trail.
Mm-hmm. But no female artists like Anakusia Japong or anyone like that? No female artists?
Yeah. Like I said, I've been hearing some female artists on radio. Sometimes I hear them maybe late in the night, maybe about 9 o'clock or 9:30.